Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, we got a lot to get to today. You wake up, ladies and gentlemen, to a first place Fighting Phils team. They got a win last night, comeback. Mets lost, Dodgers lost. We'll get to why that matters. Tush push, that matters. Today, tomorrow, decision days for the NFL. Sirianni, he got a decision from Jeffrey Lurie, and it's a lot of money, and it's well deserved. We'll get to that. We'll get to Keith Jones. Jonesy in studio with us later today. Buckle up. Busy show. Strongly encourage you to call early. Best chance to get in is call, honestly, like now. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny. How are you, bud?
Great. Unborn crocodiles make noises to their mothers to tell their mothers when they should be hatched.
That is pretty wild.
They're
man.
Inside the eggs, and they make noises that sound like oomph, 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 oomph. And it tells their mom, hey, time to go.
I thought we were at a club for a second here,
it
man.
It does sound club-like.
Thought we had house music going.
Yep.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're good. I'm glad to be back here after one day out. Seltzer, did you hold down the fort, you and Richie and Ray? Everybody, everything good?
Yeah, you know.
Things didn't go off the rails?
No big deal.
Okay.
We just keep moving, brother. Honestly, I didn't even notice you were gone. But
hey, you know what? Guys, that's the kind of support. That's the kind of teamwork we have around here. That I come back and I get met with that. That
welcome
nonsense.
Back, well, buddy. We missed you.
Yeah, that you know, sure.
Did you take advantage of your time away?
I think so.
What did you do?
Worked. Yeah. No, I rested and I worked. All right. So let's get to it here. Phil's work last night. Let's start with that. Then we're going to get to the Sirianni stuff and the tush push. Because, man, oh, man, buckle up, a lot happening. Phillies, if you missed it last night, they won. Not only did they win, Mets lost. Phillies are now in first place in the National League East. Dodgers lost. Phillies are now in first place in the National League. Guys, the Phillies right now are holding that spot, which credit to them after, obviously, a rocky April. You know, a lot of players, I would say, underperformed in the early portion of the season. Bryce Harper, who had about six straight weeks that were bad, he's starting to cook again. And look, last night, matter of fact, let's get right to the moment. It was probably, it's hard to remember every game and every moment. It's hard for me to imagine there's been a bigger moment with Alec Boehm this year from a positive standpoint. Eighth inning, they're down 3-2. Boehm. Boomer!
Boehm swings, hits it high in the air, center field. It's pretty deep. Going back, Doyle to the track, to the wall. He jumps. It's gone! Dead center field. And Alec Boehm clears the 4-15 sign. And he turns the game around here in the top of the eighth inning. 4-3 Phillies as Alec Boehm hits his third home run of the season.
Let me say this, Sean. I know everybody is in both a really frustrated, disappointed, angry mode and mood with the Alvarado situation and should be. And should be, okay? I'm not pushing that side at all. It's going to be a major issue It really is a major problem, and I know it was addressed extensively yesterday on the show. But let's also address this, Sean. Our team's on pace for 100 wins. Our team, despite the nonsense in April that lingered into May, has the best record in the National League, John. Mm. Talk to me, my man. What do you think here right now?
We're a really good baseball team.
That's right.
Started the season a good baseball team, and we had some lulls here and there. We had major concerns.
People were panicking. People really did panic on this one.
Does that include you? I
didn't panic, but I was getting dismayed. I didn't panic, but I was. My antenna was way up with frustration.
Well, we got guys like Edmundo Sosa It doesn't feel like he can miss at the plate.
Four hits last night, man.
That was unbelievable. And I keep hearing, you know, ringing in my ears, everyone telling me through the years that Edmundo Sosa, if you just give him more reps, he'll let you down. Man, he's figured out a way to get better at baseball. Like, he has really done some amazing things this year, and it's cool to watch. But last night, it felt like, and you know, this series, it has really felt like things are falling into place. Again, it's the Pirates, though. The Pirates last night was the Rockies, right. And then before that, it's the Pirates.
Exactly.
It's because that's a different level of team. You know,
you're right.
This is a substandard level of play. Last night, I was worried that we were going to play down to their level in Colorado, but we were able to lift it with the help of Alec Bohm in the eighth. Like, the 7 runs in the last two, was it the last two innings?
Seven runs over the last two, because
it was 2-3. We were trailing 3-2.
Yep.
And then everything fell into place. That felt great. But look at the consistency of the approach, and that was the issue that we had at the beginning of the season. Why aren't these guys more consistent with their approach? Well, you know, they're figuring it out. Nick Castellanos is figuring that out.
Sure.
Bryce Harper finally is coming out of the doldrums, and it does seem to be
contributing. Makes a difference. right, exactly.
Again, we're an awesome team. We have awesome players. It is catastrophic that we lost our best reliever.
It hurts a lot.
But I don't know for sure that Dave Dombrowski can't go out and find something to help replace
him. All right, so here's the deal. The Phillies' whole thing on the table, the bad with Alvarado, the really, really, really good guys, that they deserve a lot of credit given that start to have the best record in the National League. That's on the table, too. Your reaction on all of that at 215-592-9494. Now, let's get to the Eagles. So, Tush push in a moment, but John Sirianni first. Congratulations to Nick Sirianni.
He deserves it.
He gets life-altering money. Not that his life wasn't already altered by money, but he gets, like, generational life-altering money now with a big contract, the kind of contract look, we don't know the details yet, and we may never know it. NFL coaching contracts sometimes can be very secretive. But we know he got a big multi-year contract. We can only imagine it's about $10 million or more. I mean, God,
I have to assume he's among the top paid coaches, like somewhere in that general, whatever that vicinity is.
I agree.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. Ben Johnson's got around 13 or 14 million. He's never coached a day in
the NFL. I mean, Nick could be a $15, $17 million dude. So here's the thing I'm going to present to everyone. What do you have to, and I'm not saying this in an aggressive way. I'm just saying it in a way. What do you have to say now about Sirianni? Put another way. Let's put the microscope on ourselves a little bit here today. There have been a lot of doubters. John, you've been a doubter. I've been at times a doubter. I called for his firing after 2023. I wasn't as far end as you were, John, but I mean, man, oh man, I was out after 2023, and this guy really delivered.
Well, we all should have been out. I thought the Eagles should have been out. But you don't think that. I did think that.
No, but you don't now think that, right?
Right. He got better.
You're glad they didn't fire him after 23.
He got better.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
He was part of the problem. The players were part of the problem. Yeah. They fixed a lot of those problems. Nick was, man, he was so honest in the whole approach, you know, every step of the way. The fact that, you know, it was almost easier for him to fix this because he's the guy who points out his own shortcomings from day one. He's the guy who says, you know, he's the guy who, while they're watching film, has his own name up on the screen if he coached it wrong. You know, that accountability really does lead you to being able to say, hey, guys, you know what? I screwed up that season. That was bad by me, and I will not make those mistakes again. And that's what we're seeing. A guy who really digs in and fixes it when he, you know, feels like it needs to be better. And what do we hear time and time again? He's going to double down on what he knows, and that works. And we've seen the proof. This is a Super Bowl winning head coach now who has a system in place for, you know, however
he's also got a culture. He's also got
they
a culture
wanted to
in place.
Be successful. That's what I'm saying. The culture is attached to the system. It is all so, it's working so swimmingly because of Nick Sirianni.
Couple things I'll say. Thank God they didn't fire him.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, our poll 70-something%, one of them canned. I was one of them. You know, we should never forget that prior to the disastrous end of 2023, which included 6 losses in 7 games, that's what it was, 6 losses in 7 games. In the prior games, in the games that led up to that, he had gone an incredible 26-5. So the guy literally, once he got off the ground as a coach in those first, you know, 8 or 9 games when they were trying to find their way in 2021, that whole deal, then you get to 2022. 2022, he goes 26-5 into 2023. Then the collapse, and then this past season when obviously they went, let me add this up, what, 18-3? 14-3 plus 4-0 in the playoffs. I mean, the guy, it's like, let me put it this way. He merits, in my opinion, a lot of praise here today. And I hope you're bringing it 215-592-9494. And the extent to which you want to turn the microscope on yourself, please do. Seltzer, you were never as out on Sirianni as many, certainly not as John. Your reaction from your standpoint, your reaction evaluating millions of people and how they reacted?
From my standpoint, I've always been a leader of men guy with head coaches. Like John and I have battled about this over the years. The you know, smart offensive coordinator guy who turns into that coach.
Why, like, Ben Johnson's going to fail, by the way.
And look, he might not.
He's going to flop.
See, that's the thing.
That guy's got dork written all over him.
I agree with you, actually, but McVay is an example of someone who's both.
Cool.
I think, exactly.
Cool.
It's my point. I think you can be both, but if I have to choose between the two, I'm always going to take the leader of men guy, the guy who people will follow. And Nick Sirianni turned out to be that in spades.
Yeah.
I mean, he won a Super Bowl by getting grown men to love each other. That was his formula. I'm going to get these grown men to love each other and fight for each other. I mean, that's...
And to be accountable.
You're damn right. You know, like, so
in a way that the Sixers haven't had since, I don't know, last the beginning of this century.
Since Allen Iverson. Yeah, exactly. And so I'm just really happy. And I'm not going to rip millions of people. I know it was, look, he presented.
But it's interesting. It's one of those, when you might not want to rip millions, but James, it's one of those classic cases. We, the collective, we got it wrong.
Big time.
We got it like really wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
As wrong as could be. I mean, people wanted him fired the year he won the Super Bowl, the year he led to the Eagles to the greatest Eagles season we've ever seen.
In October.
In October, man. Yeah. So, yeah, people got it wrong.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. Your reaction on the Sirianni thing, the Phils last night. We're going to get to the tush push as well. I mean, today and tomorrow, there's a real chance it'll be gone. And I know that's going to have a lot of people really angry. You can certainly weigh in. I do think it'll matter. I'll say that. I can't stand when people say, oh, no big deal. They're just running a normal quarterback sneak. Well, they will, but maybe not on the road.
It might not be a quarterback sneak. We might do all sorts of things.
But here's what they probably won't do.
All sorts of plays.
Probably won't go for it on their own 38-yard line. It will hurt the Eagles if the tush push is gone. And my instincts are the tush push probably going to be gone.
They can come up with other plays that work.
Not as successfully.
I think you can.
Okay.
I was part of an offense that we had a play that worked as well as the touchdown.
Well, you guys didn't run at the 38-yard line, your own. You know, what the Eagles were doing was very historically rare. I mean, that was really... All right, look, 215-592-9494. Your chance on all of these topics. How you can win Phillies tickets today, we'll tell you that and more up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. All right, baseball fans obviously love the long ball, unless you're the pitcher and you don't love the long ball. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, that's, you know, today, Dinger Tuesday, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on the moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So many ways to go with FanDuel Sportsbook, and of course, lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer. You can go yard today. You can go yard all season long. The local slugger last night, the real slugger, the biggest slugger, he hit number 300 last night. Congrats to him. Well, you can slug with FanDuel Sportsbook and win big at FanDuel.com/hammer with the Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Find the player. Find the bets that works for you. Lock them all in at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.